Station 9. The previous stations have focused primarily around aspects and characteristics of our natural world. But please direct your attention to the metal contraption on your left. Yes, indeed, we are talking about that brilliant work of art, the bicycle. And what makes it such a moving piece of art is that it not only reflects the reality of our human presence in this world just as much as any other mammal, but it also embodies the finest virtues of living a conscientious and eco-friendly lifestyle that's in harmony with the rest of our ecosystem. Whether it be a story, a musical composition, a painting, or a statue, great art carries layer upon layer upon layer of meaning. Now, to the unimaginative, this bike may simply look like a hunk of metal, while others see it as a mode of transportation, and still others will recognize it as a sort of athletic toy. So what can you see when you look at this bicycle, and what does it have to do with your environment? And, by extension, what do you have to do with your environment? One interpretation of this statue could be that it creates no carbon footprint other than what was required to construct it. And from that idea might come another thought, that riding a bike is also better for your health, and physically fit people are more apt to eat healthy, nutritious food. Ah, which creates yet another connection to your environment. But perhaps the most important ecological meaning to this artistic masterpiece may be that, in comparison to your car, it removes a huge barrier that separates you from nature. No longer constrained by the cage of an automobile chassis, you now experience a different level of awareness of everything around you. Compared to the space capsule feeling of a minivan, a bike connects the full range of your senses to your world in a more direct and genuine way. You feel the breeze, you hear the dogs bark, you see the birds in the trees above you, and you might even say hello to your neighbor. Because you move slower, you notice more, a lot more. And if you get caught in the rain, well, you discover that just because life is unpredictable, it certainly doesn't mean that it's debilitating. The more barriers you remove between you and your natural world, the more intense an experience you are going to have. Notice I did not necessarily say comfortable, but it will be more authentic to your nature as a human being. But there is another layer to this work of art. Against the convenience of an automobile, it reflects an intentional choice to behave in a more environmentally benign way. Great art is not only supposed to make us think, but it should inspire us as well. Looking at this bicycle, one could also see it as the first step in a chain reaction. The more you ride the bike, the more you grow your enjoyment for being outside. Then you think about growing a garden. Then you think about starting a composting heap to feed that garden. Then you are going outdoors simply to see if there are any birds out, or do a bit of fishing, or watch the weather come in. And at every step, your connection to nature becomes a little bit more tangible and real. In removing those barriers, your connection to nature is now operating at a deeper level. Getting physical, outdoors, is what our species was designed to do, not spending our lives staring at a screen. Ask anyone who enjoys coaching a sports team, or going for a morning run, or even just walking their dog on the bike path. It all boils down to this. The more time you spend outdoors, the more you are going to care about the outdoors and live in a way that attests to that. Bicycles. Pretty interesting conveyances.